Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You, the cannabis talk show brought to you by Mercy Wellness. I am Michelle Marquis, and today we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk about an exhibit at the Museum of Sonoma County that explores cannabis, and we have one of the curators of that exhibit, Eric Stanley, who's the associate director for the Museum of Sonoma County, who's here in studio with us. We also have, of course, Joe Sullivan is here from Mercy Wellness. He is the leading expert and product manager there. And then later in the show, we're going to bring Troy in. Troy Meadows is the marketing director for Legion of Bloom. Great line that we're very interested in learning a little bit more about. So it's going to be fun, Joe.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
All right. But first, we're going to start off the show with Eric. Thank you so much for joining us and being here today.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Sure. Eric Stanley is, as I mentioned, the associate director for the Museum of Sonoma County. You've got a new exhibit. What is it called?
Well, our exhibit's called Grassroots, Cannabis from Prohibition to Prescription. And so it's going to be a look at the longer history of cannabis. So,
in terms of Sonoma County and its history.
With a focus on Sonoma County.
That's great. So how did this come about?
Well, actually, we've been talking about this exhibit for a good number of years, actually, because, just for the fact that it's in the news all the time.
Right.
It's something that's in our society in new ways. And no matter what you feel or where you stand, it's something that you gotta understand. And there's a deep story and kind of a legitimate story there to be told. And so I think in just seeing how much it was out there and how kind of prominent it was, it seemed like an important time to kind of look back and take the longer view of the history of it.
Right. And so the show is called Grassroots, Cannabis from Prohibition to Prescription. Was this, doing this exhibit, was there a certain focus that you thought maybe would make it easier as a lens for people to understand the story?
Well, yeah, I thought, looking at how it became illegal and then looking what it took to overcome that. Mm-hmm. That is to me the crux of the story, because there's the early history of it and the context in which it is made illegal. Mm-hmm. And then of course you have the era of it being heavily demonized and all the baggage that's with it. And then looking at what it took to overcome that. I think that's really kind of the grassroots part of it, the kind of inspiring part of it, the compassion part and the medicinal part.
Yeah.
That to me is it's a very compelling story, and I think it helps just to look at that longer arc of that story. Just even putting it there in a kind of a narrative form, I think is will be helpful to a lot of people, just to gain some perspective.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, Northern California, of course, has a big role to play in the story of cannabis.
Yes.
Throughout the country. How does Sonoma County fit in? Because, of course, you think about the Emerald Triangle, which does not include Sonoma County,
right,
but we're close enough. I mean, where's that relationship?
Yeah, well, I think there's a number of areas of relationship. As you said, we kind of are, as some people have said it to me, we're right in between, the Emerald Triangle, where it's grown, and then San Francisco, which
right.
is that, so that just being in that position, and also as a, an agricultural county, mm-hmm. and there are just so many connections to kind of be teased out there that I, the everything from, you know, say the Back to the Land movement in the 1960s and the communes and really the kind of the story of how the Emerald Triangle in some ways became the Emerald Triangle. That's right. That's part of that story. And Sonoma County has a role in that kind of all the way along. So,
yeah, if I could jump in, sure. I would say, you know, the Emerald Triangle, Mendocino, they've been known for the, you know, the sun grown cannabis. Being a Sonoma County resident, being born here, I can let you know that the Sonoma County role was more of like a premium indoor service,
okay.
especially during the medical era.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of indoor cottage grows that were unfortunately taken away with the new law, but they did supply a lot to the Prop 215 movement in San Francisco.
Right. I had somebody say that that was the that period from 1996 was kind of the quintessential Sonoma County period in some ways in terms
okay.
of the
wow.
The people, the kind of pioneers who were leaping into the medicinal
business. It's what this industry was built off of their backs. Yeah. And so I think it's fantastic you're doing that to pay homage to that. So
right. And because we're in sort of a transition period, as you said, legalization coming through and then that all changing too. I mean, all the regulations and things, and it's forcing some people to go back underground who were going to be maybe try to go legit. All of that is part of the story as well.
Well, actually, yeah, that, I mean, what we're talking about here is also another kind of motivation for the story. Of course, in this new world in which we're in, you know, with maybe businesses a little bigger, it's a little more commercialized. Those people that were those figures in that earlier period mm-hmm. are kind of maybe lost a little bit or getting kind of crunched in it. And that is such an important part of the story that I think it's something that we wanted to be able to capture.
Yeah. So the exhibit is happening at the Museum of Sonoma County, and this is a gorgeous building which has its very rich history as part of Santa Rosa. It was the post office?
Yeah, it was the 1910 post office, you know, because the post office prior to that was knocked down in the 1906 earthquake,
right.
and they built it. And then after the 1969 earthquake, and when there was all the redevelopment, another grassroots effort to save the building.
Mm-hmm.
The building was moved from its original location.
I think that's so crazy.
To save it.
This is a gigantic building with these beautiful columns, and it was moved.
It's a heavy building.
It's a very heavy building. So the building itself has great history. There's always something interesting happening at Museum of Sonoma County, and this exhibit is going to be very cool. It starts June 16th and runs through September 15th. And tell us about the opening reception.
Well, the opening on the 15th, we'll have, you know, refreshments and
sure.
and wine and we'll it'll just be a big gathering of people. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, in some ways it's the most fun time, but not always necessarily. You know, you'll have to come back again to see
right,
the exhibit because
sure.
hopefully we'll have
yeah.
a big crowd there. But please come, you know, join us and see it. It'll be a fun and kind of social time there.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit, just sort of in general, what it's like to go and visit an exhibit like this and what kinds of things you're going to see and how you interact with an exhibit like this?
Sure. Well, I hope there'll be kind of multiple ways to interact with it. We kind of, you know, when you come in, it's essentially a chronological exhibit because, I wanted to kind of give people this longer view.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a portion of this exhibit that'll be kind of the deeper history and a little bit of the science of cannabis because that's, I think, part of the perspective, too, is this has been part of human history for, thousands of years.
Yes.
And so you'll kind of enter in that way. And it's kind of fun to trace the how it gets to California initially. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
grown. There's the initial hemp crop that's harvested from the mission in San Jose in 1790. I mean, you're talking about that and how it's kind of entering into California. And then you'll from there, you'll kind of move through various chapters that include the kind of early period and the kind of pharmacy and regulation of pharmacy and its connection there and how it's made illegal and then the 60s and the Back to the Land piece and then the movement for medicinal marijuana
mm-hmm.
and then on from there. And then we'll have a couple fun sections. We've got an incredible collector who I'm working with, who's got an amazing collection of posters and comics and some of the original vintage stuff. And,
oh, wow.
So there'll be a lot of fun stuff. So
yeah. Any Reefer Madness?
well, actually, I got this. Absolutely, because we got this. I'm in one of the side galleries. I'm thinking of doing kind of this dichotomy of the fear and kind of the fear and the fun of the kind of polar opposites of the way we've looked at cannabis, which will include Reefer Madness on the screen on the one side. And then I'm thinking some black light posters and, kind of the beanbag scene on the other.
Sure.
I mean, the room is just literally, kind of split into this kind to really give you this feel for, again, the dichotomy of it and the differing attitudes.
That's so much fun. And also, really, when you open up a book or whatever, or you listen to a lecture about something, that's one way to learn about a subject. But to be able to go to a museum and walk from exhibit, to read, to interact, to maybe put headphones on and listen to something, to really have that sort of full body interactive experience with something makes it a much different learning experience.
Yeah, I mean, I hope we give you multiple ways to engage with the material. And so, there'll be video content and audio and all of those things.
Oh,
so,
this is very fun. And Mercy Wellness is one of the sponsors of the exhibit.
So yeah, no, I'm excited. Like I was saying before, I'm hoping people like myself who haven't had a chance to check out the museum now have a reason to go and then find some other things that you might be interested in. So we're honored to be a part of it. Yeah. It's a big moment for Sonoma County's history. And then we get, to be able to say you participated in that, it's pretty special.
Yes. Very cool. So the exhibit, how much will it cost to attend?
General admission is $10 for, and that gets you into both, because we have, two facilities, actually. We have the old building, the old post office building, and then we have a contemporary space that has contemporary or art exhibitions, and so that gets you into both sides, and we got a sculpture garden and a whole... whole lot of stuff to see.
There's a lot of things to discover, so it will be very fun. You can find out more at museumsc.org, museumsc.org, and click on the Grassroots Cannabis from Prohibition to Prescription event, which is curated by Eric Stanley and Brian Applegarth. It opens, our opening reception will be on Saturday, June 15th, and then we'll run from June 16th through September 15th, sponsored by Mercy Wellness. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this, Eric. This is very cool.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Eric Stanley, he is the Associate Director for the Museum of Sonoma County. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk with Troy Meadows from Legion of Bloom. That's next here on Can I Help You on KSRO.
Law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You, a cannabis talk show, is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Wildfire season is right around the corner. To help prevent the threat of wildfires, the City of Santa Rosa Fire Department reminds property owners that it's time to make plans to cut overgrown weeds and seasonal grasses. The Fire Department will begin enforcing the city's weed abatement ordinance requirements once wildfire season is declared. Properties must remain in compliance throughout the duration of the season. For information on weed abatement, wildfire season, or to determine if the ordinance applies to you, visit srcity.org/weed abatement.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on Traffic Master laminate flooring from just 69 cents a square foot. Beautiful wood look floors that'll stand the test of time and teenagers and their friends. With Traffic Master, you'll rest easy knowing your floors can take whatever life dishes out. Even easier knowing nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. Traffic Master laminate flooring from just 69 cents a square foot. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness, every other Friday on KSRO.
And welcome back to Can I Help You here on KSRO, brought to you by Mercy Wellness. If you have any questions about what you hear today, or you have any comments, or just want to learn a little bit more about cannabis or talk with someone at Mercy Wellness, the best email is Can I Help You? That's CANNA. Help you, Can I Help You, at mercywellness.com. You can also visit their website. They're open 7 days a week and would love to have you come by and even just check out the place, because that's kind of, that's a good step in the right direction, right? If you're curious, just go on over. You don't have to buy anything. You can just ask a lot of questions. So Joe is here, of course. He's with us every episode. Joe Sullivan is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. And Joe, let's have you introduce our guest.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. Today we have Troy Meadows with us. He's a co-founder and the marketing director for Legion of Bloom. How you doing, Troy?
Oh, great, man. Thanks for having me.
No doubt. So I wanted to start by having you tell the listeners a little bit about Legion, the who, the what, the why.
Sure. Yeah, Legion of Bloom, we're a 10-time award-winning cannabis brand from Northern California. We're based right here in Sonoma County. Santa Rosa is where we call home. We think winning awards is great. Accolades are amazing, especially, you know, being recognized by peers in your industry. But I think where we come from is more so important. You know, we're founded by five collective cultivators. We have over 60-plus years of cultivation experience between the founding team, and we're really passionate about cannabis. We've all been friends for so long, over 15 years. I've known some of my co-founders. And, you know, for us, really the brand is just an extension for the passion that we have for the plant itself.
That's great. And then you're locally based in Sonoma County, correct?
Yep. Yeah, like I said, right here in Santa Rosa. We base our manufacturing and distribution, right in Santa Rosa.
And then you used to have a farm, correct?
Yeah, we had a farm. It was in Glen Ellen. Unfortunately, it was completely destroyed in the wildfires in 2017.
Oh, wow.
Obviously 2018 was really hard for a lot of the industry. A lot of regulations came in, a lot of holes to jump in. You know, we obviously started 2018 on a pretty low point. That being said, it was a very bittersweet experience for us, because it allowed us to really reach out to some of our friends and companions in the industry that are really more focused on farming and not focused on branding. So it really, you know, allowed us to align with a handful of small batch cultivators in Northern California, mostly in Mendocino and Humboldt counties, to help us provide inputs for our own extractions and also give them a place to really bring their product to market. So.
And then, so I think we might have glossed over. So as far as products are concerned, what separates yours from other brands?
We have productized flowers. Like I said, you know, we source sustainably from Northern California to help, you know, kind of keep that boutique Northern California farm-to-table experience kind of alive through cannabis. We're also really heavy on the vape product line. So, you know, we have, we're in the PAX Era device. We also have our traditional 510 threaded cartridges. I think for us, it's about, you know, quality sourcing, pure, clean, natural are words we like to use to describe our products, and well as used as a filter for creating our products. We really care about what goes into our own bodies at the Legion of Bloom, and so we want to make sure that the products that we curate for the market are something that people can really stand behind and trust. So, you know, we're not using propylene glycol or PG in our product lines to thin out any of the oil in the vapes. We don't use medium chain triglycerides or MCT oil to bind, constituents together, terpenes and cannabis oil. For us, you know, it's all about simple is better, the least amount of ingredients possible, you know, to bring the highest quality cannabis experiences.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. So you did mention terpenes as a subject we've touched on here in the past on the show. Let's talk about them for a minute. You guys are super focused on the terpene side of that and the cannabis experience. Is that correct?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we really believe you can't have high quality cannabis experiences without really high quality terpenes. You know, many people may not really, many of the listeners here may not really understand like why terpenes are so important. You know, I mean, if you think about essential oils are basically terpene extractions. If you think about aromatherapy has used essential oils for centuries, really, for a long time to really elevate, augment, change the way you feel and your mood just by inhaling the terpenes. So, you know, terpenes work with cannabis in a very similar way. It's, you know, you may have heard like the entourage effect. It's kind of that relationship between the cannabinoids, terpenes, and the human body. I have an analogy I like to use, and it really does kind of draw a line on like why the terpenes are super important. And bear with me, this is an analogy, but if driving a car is like smoking cannabis, then THC is actually going to be your gas pedal, CBD is going to be your brake pedal, and then the terpenes are function as a steering wheel. So the terpenes really drive that user experience. They really pick the direction in which you're going to go with cannabis. So.
Right, and you can also, if you aren't familiar with some of this terminology, when you just think, you know, if you're sick and you can't smell things, food has really no flavor. And that's what you're talking about. The terpenes add that flavor to what you're eating. You can still have the nutrition, but you're not going to enjoy it if you can't smell and have that experience.
100%. Yeah. And I mean, if you think about just terpenes aren't just found in cannabis. They're found in everything, right? So if you're ingesting high quality food, high quality material, you know, as far as food, and essential oil, stuff like that, like you're really changing the way you interact with the world through the use of terpenes. So,
very true. Yeah.
Now, Legion's reputation in Sonoma County, especially in the medical community, is a very high one. So I'm sure I want to get this out there. Is there anything new and exciting that you guys are working on for the customers and patients of Sonoma County?
Yeah, we actually just launched our new California sauce pod. And this is in the PAX Era device. If you're not familiar, it's a really intuitive device where there's an application you can attach it to. You can really dial the temperature into the degree. But the great thing about, you know, our sauce pod is it is 100% sauce. It's a full spectrum extraction, a little bit lower on the THC, but really high on terpene content. So 55-65% THC, but you really get a strong flavor, a strong feeling from the product itself. And because it's in the air, you can really dial that temperature down. So, you know, if you're really looking to get that low temp experience, that low temp dab experience, you can actually have that in you know, pulling it right out of your pocket. Yeah. So.
And again, I'm going to bring this down just a bit here. It's okay. So the reason that you want to have different temperatures is because when you are vaping this oil, this product, the higher the temperature, it might dissipate and sort of get rid of those delicate aromas, those things
exactly.
Might go away.
Every terpene has its own volatilization point, you know, as far as temperature most of them are going to be, you know, under that 600 degree range. And really a lot of them, and if you can hit things in the if you can consume things in that 400 degree to 500 degree range, especially when you're talking about cannabis terpenes and a robust, you know, amount of them,
So
lower is better. Lower and slower usually wins the race with cannabis.
Okay.
You know,
good.
One thing I've been excited about, especially with cannabis becoming more mainstream, is the athletic side of it. The relationship between athletes and cannabis.
Yeah.
I heard recently you just finished a 100K ultra marathon.
What?
Yeah. How long does something like that take to accomplish? I know you use cannabis pretty regularly.
So you know, I finished in 15 hours and 43 minutes. It's called the Canyons 100K. It's ran in the Sierra foothills right outside of Auburn. It was about 4 weeks ago. You know, I love pushing my limits. I'm a pretty highly functioning, very active cannabis consumer, and I really like to show that not all cannabis users are, you know, that quintessential lazy stoner. For me, I couldn't do it without cannabis. So
that's awesome. And then so, tying into that, you stay pretty fit. How does the cannabis help with your recovery and exercise?
I consider cannabis a vital part of my nutrition program, especially during race day and in my training, and ultimately through my day-to-day life. I use vapes constantly during training and races and during recovery. I definitely, there's a CBD topical product that we have that I like to use during race day as well, called the Zana. I really like our, we have a one-to-one terpen product line. It's really one-to-one CBD, THC. It's really great for recovery. I also use it during race day. And actually during this race, I used our new sauce pod and I used our terpen one-to-one revive pretty much all day. It's really interesting to think. I'm out there running 63 miles, right? It takes 15 hours and about every 30 or 45 minutes, the vape's coming out and in stride, I'm hitting the vape pen and I'm really enjoying myself, like consuming cannabis. A lot of people are out there having a good time. I actually got to share, we were on this big climb and I'm hitting the vape and this guy's like, dude, what is that? He's behind me, you know? And I'm like, we start talking. He's like, oh, I love cannabis. And so like him and I are sharing miles, sharing experience together.
Cannabis, you know? Bringing people together.
Bringing people together. Yeah.
Does that help you with your pain management as well?
It totally does. Yeah? I mean, there's definitely, not to get too into the weeds with it, but there's like highs and lows with all these events, right?
Okay, so,
and
sure.
You really, the one thing about the ultra marathon and the marathon distance is you're really pushing yourself to an extreme, you know? So you have to like, a lot of it becomes more of the mental game.
Okay.
And cannabis really does for me help with that. Helps me kind of stay present, stay in the moment. It obviously helps with inflammation, helps with managing
right.
pain,
mm-hmm.
but ultimately allows me to kind of stay in that space. So
switching gears real quick before we go, I know the show goes by so fast. one thing that we've been lockstep in as far as Legion and Mercy's concerned is sustainability.
Sure.
Back in Easter, I believe Easter Sunday, the Legion and Mercy team, they teamed up to do a stream clean. Was a great turnout. What did you think about the experience?
For me, it's awesome. I'm all about sustainability. I mean, I literally carry like a wooden spoon with me. I have my own coffee cup. I bring my own water bottle, right?
Yeah.
Like single use plastic items are like the bane of my existence. You know, I can't stand that we live in a society where, you know, it's so prevalent to use items that you're just going to use one time. And to get out there to really align with the Mercy crew, to come help, rejuvenate a specific waterway, like pick a location, say, hey, we're going to come activate here, get a whole crew together, bring Legion of Bloom, bring Mercy together, you know, fill up bags and bags of garbage. You know?
I got to see the bags there. It was a neat experience to see everyone's energy on a Sunday, mm-hmm. On Easter, coming together to do something like
that.
So that's
cool.
Awesome.
Especially the day after 420, definitely.
Yeah. It was the day after 420, that's right.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Our time goes by so fast.
It so does,
it was really nice to talk with you. Troy Meadows is one of the brand co-founders and marketing director for Legion of Bloom, Joe Sullivan from Mercy Wellness, and we'll see you next time. This is KSRL.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.